Welcome to another episode of Titan PI TV, where we are focusing on and showing the inside workings of an operational investigation agency, that being Titan Private Investigation Limited, here based in Derby. Today's episode, we're going to be looking at surveillance training. So how did Titan get involved with surveillance training? Titan, as you know, is predominantly an operational surveillance company. In 2017, we outgrew our current resourcing model, so we needed more surveillance operatives. Coming from a police training and surveillance background, Titan devised a 5-day surveillance course, which is effectively the police national surveillance course, which is 7 weeks, precede down into a week. I know you might be saying, 7 weeks, how can you precede that into 5 days? Police tactics are very different to how we work in the civilian sector. Police will run with a minimum of 10 operatives, 2 bikes, that might be 5 cars, 2 bikes, an operation room, logists, etc. So you'll probably have effectively 18 before a surveillance will happen. In Civvy Street, in the private industry, due to purse strings and resources, reality is you'll be, if you're working in London, be 2 single crewed cars and either a motorbike or a taxi. If you're working in Derby or the Midlands, you're probably just looking at 2 single crewed cars. So the tactics are very different, so we can simplify everything. So that's how we developed our 5-day course. Let's look at the training team. Training team, all former surveillance operatives and trainers within the police. We, as a training team, have 77 years of police service in those roles, and also a number of years, countless years, within the civilian sector, within the private industry. Our training team is passionate about raising the standards within the UK surveillance sector. We are working tirelessly, and we have now linked up with the IPI, which is the Institute of Professional Investigators, and we are their preferred training supplier. So we deliver surveillance courses in association with the IPI. So let's have a look at the course. The course is 5 days. Day one, we look at foot surveillance. So these are people or learners that have come from an absolute non-surveillance background. We've had veterinary nurses through the door. We've had ex-financial individuals who work in the banking institute. We've had couriers. So we deal with people. You don't have to come from a police or military surveillance background. We train people from a non-surveillance background. By the end of day one, they are covertly conducting foot surveillance. So they are using the ABC format. They are clearing corners proficiently. They are stopping and plotting. So when our subject goes into a shop, they're using the acronym VINO to be able to have a sterile area around that subject and have control. Day two steps up again. We now follow a subject on public transport across 2 counties. Day three steps up again. We move on to mobile surveillance. This is following a subject in a vehicle from a vehicle. We start off very slowly because we are doing things which are alien. We are driving, so we need to be competent drivers, but we are also introducing this commentary, surveillance commentary, of what our subject is doing at the time. So we don't need to be thinking about our driving, we need to be competent drivers. Day four, to stop skill fade, we go back to days one and two, so foot surveillance, public transport. But we're also doing mobile surveillance at the same time. So we'll be following a subject who will exit the vehicle, may use public transport, and may go, to, for example, to a shopping centre. So we have to do foot surveillance again. And then Friday, which is what we've all been waiting for, final exercise. This is as close as you could get in the training environment to a live operational deployment, and we make it feel very live. So once our learners have completed the course successfully, we enroll our students onto the GROW Student Aftercare Programme. This is where we differ from other training providers. We provide you the same course, which is now an RQF Level 4 in Covert Surveillance Operations, Intermediate. There are a handful of other providers which provide this course. However, once you finish the course, obviously you want to work. Where does the work come from? If you train with Titan, Titan is predominantly an operational company, so we will provide you with work. So, the GROW Student Aftercare Programme. Industry renowned. What does it stand for? The G is for group. So we put you onto our Titan Operational Resourcing Group, which is a group where there are just shy of 300 other members. Those other members are sole traders or companies. Titan publishes all their work on this closed group, and the other just shy of 300 members also post their work on there. So that enables a whole range of work, operational deployment, surveillance, process serving, which our learners can then get involved with. The R stands for recommendations. So we will constantly update you with recommendations, whether that's in law, whether it's in regards kit, so camera equipment, and we'll recommend you on tactics, etc., when things change, and just to keep you updated. O is ongoing support. We will constantly support you, and we will always be on the end of the phone. And W, with you. So your first operational deployment, we will try and deploy with you, because that is the one which you are judged on. We cannot mess up or make errors on our first operational deployment. That's what people remember you by. So if we can't be with you, double crewed with you, then we'll be on the phone to discuss the operational order, which you are given prior to the job, with all the objectives and details of the task on it. We will talk you through it and talk you through the tactics that you might be required to use. So all in all, it's a fantastic course. We don't apologise. It's hard work. It's a big learning curve, and it's a roller coaster. But the majority of our students reach the required standard to be able to hold their own and successfully complete the course. We have had students in the past where it's not rocket science, surveillance is just not for them. But we have had students which potentially haven't grasped the concepts. Maybe that's due to their personal confidence holding them back. So what we would do in that scenario, we wouldn't charge them, but we'd ask them to come back for either certain days of the next course we're running or the whole course. And we wouldn't charge them for that. And we do that on an individual basis. So our 2023 courses, we are running 8 this year. The first 4 have been released, which is January up to July. And another 4 will be released for the second half of the year. All of our courses have been slashed in fees by 25% this year because we are struggling for operatives and we want to make it more financially available for people from all walks of life. So the course used to be £1,000 plus the VAT. We're now offering it 25% reduction at £750 plus the VAT, which is £900. If you wish to go through the certification process, so you come out with a certificate which is an RQF level 4 in covert surveillance operations, then there is an admin fee which is payable to the awarding body through the IPI, the Institute of Professional Investigators, and we'll discuss that with you. If you want to do the course, that's fine. If you want to do the certification, that's fine. If you just want to do the course and then we lead you to work, then that's fine. If you want to do the certification, so you've got something for your PDR, then we don't push you away from that, but it's just there is an extra cost, which is an admin fee to the awarding body through the IPI. So we'd love to see you on our courses this year and next year. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, a short insight into the training we deliver at Titan Private Investigation Limited, and I look forward to seeing you next time.